Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
It's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Port City Patriots. You are on Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm Mr. Mobile, also known affectionately as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. I have my friend Donnie Warren here, the first segment. He's going to come on and tell us his testimony, his story about what's important to him. Donnie, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. Is there anyone you want to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, good night to? You want to tell your beautiful wife, hey, honey, I'm on the air with Mr. Mobile?
Yeah, hey, honey, good night, baby. See you in a little while.
All right, right on, right on. I want to say happy birthday to Sheriff Paul Birch's wife, Michelle Birch. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Heidi Robinson. Happy anniversary to Chris and Susan Mitchell. 31 years. They were high school sweethearts. We graduated together. Wonderful couple. He's going to take me to a Jags game this season. Happy birthday to my friend and co-worker, Josh Jorger, his five-year-old son, Jensen Jorger. Happy anniversary to Sean and Katrina Schlumpf. That's a Scooter and his wife. Happy seven-year birthday to Cooper Duffy. And happy 24-year anniversary to my friend and co-worker, Ben Amalina Towaniski. I practiced that last name all afternoon, and Ben 10, I hope I got it right. Tomorrow's my daddy's birthday. He'll be 92, but I'm going to dedicate the final segment of the show to him. So, Dad, I did not forget you. But, Donnie, I want you to tell what is important to you, your testimony, and what you're working towards and why.
Well, actually, what happened was the day after my daughter's 14th birthday, it was on December the 10th, and on the 11th, she was shot and killed with a BB from an air rifle. It's the first time in the state of Alabama somebody's been tried and convicted of criminally negligent homicide with an air rifle. But the main thing was we donated her organs, and she was saved three lives. And my biggest main goal now is I do things to promote organ and tissue donation awareness because, you know, the good Lord up above knew what he was doing when he made us all the same on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So
Amber, your daughter Amber, saved three lives through organ and tissue donation. How hard is it to become an organ donor?
It's actually very simple. When you go to the DMV to get your driver's license, just tell them you want to be an organ donor. But I always say, take the time, have that painful conversation with your loved ones, whether it's your spouse, your kids, whomever, and let them know, this is what I want to do, and these are my wishes. So, and make sure you have that conversation with somebody that's going to fulfill your wishes.
What are some of the misconceptions that keeps people from becoming an organ donor?
Well, like, for example, you know, one of the main things is people think that, you know, say, for example, if you have an open casket, you're not going to look the same. Well, that's not the case, you know. I mean, you're not going to look the same because, you know, for the obvious reasons.
Right, yeah, right,
exactly.
Right, right.
But, you know, it's and at the end of the day, it's just the right thing to do.
We talked about that while we were waiting to come on. Why is it the right thing to do? Why is tissue donation, organ donation the right thing to do?
Well, I mean, it all goes back to we're all brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You know, that, and, you know, we all might look different on the outside, some tall, some short, some fat, some skinny, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the inside is what keeps us really going. And so we can be, you know, that unselfish person and just save a life.
Tell us something about 14-year-old Amber. I know this happened in 2006. 19 years ago. She would have been 33. Tell us about 14-year-old Amber.
She was just someone that just really, really loved life. But one of her main things was she hated to see somebody picked on. You know, we're all big sports fans, so she always rooted for the underdog, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just and that's why the decision to donate her organs was so easy, because we really felt like in our heart that's exactly what she would want and what she would do.
Who did she get that tenacity from for sticking up for the kid being bullied, or the kid that can't stick up for himself?
I really don't know. I don't know where it came from. I'd love to say I could take credit for that, but, you know, that just wasn't me. But I wasn't a bully either, you know. But, you know, I love the game of basketball, so my tenacity on the court was there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and always wanting to beat my opponent, you know, although it didn't always work out that way for me. But you know, her thing was it just bothered her. For whatever the reason it was, it just bothered her.
So no one is too young or too old to consider organ donation or tissue donation. So there's no such thing as, oh, she's just a child, they can't get anything, or oh, he's too old, they can't use anything.
That's correct. There is no age limit. Now, you know, if you have certain diseases and things of that nature, like she was on a ventilator for too long, so they weren't able to use her lungs, you know, so there's a criteria. I'm just not 100% for sure. But now you can go to Legacy of Hope, which is the Organ and Donation Center.
Legacy of Hope.
Legacy of Hope is now the Alabama Organ and Donation Center. And you can go to there. Website and legacyofhope.org or whatever, and look it up and see exactly what it all entails to do that.
Right, and that would list the organs that can be salvaged or reused, because I imagine everything can't be.
Well, I mean, like one guy got one of her kidneys and he also got her pancreas.
Wow.
So
I'm an organ donor. I am, and I've signed paperwork to donate whatever's left of me after my demise to science, let them experiment on it. There's not much left, folks. Don't have much hope in Chocolate Thunder having anything to help anybody with. I'm trying to do my good work now. But they're going to cremate me, and then Aaron Spies is going to take me and dump me in the Gulf. You know, because I love the beach. So either that or pour me over a tobacco plant and roll me up in a cigar.
There you go.
But we should take this seriously, Donnie.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because there's so many people. I mean, especially there's a lot of people in our community that they're sitting there on dialysis. And somebody not donating their kidneys when they pass, no matter what their age or no matter what the circumstances are, that's deflecting that person's chance to live longer.
And when you say our community, who are you talking about? What community are you talking about? You say our community.
Well, I mean, it's nationwide. It's worldwide. It's not just, you know, here locally.
Right.
You know, Amber's organs wasn't here locally.
I ask because people usually have a phrase in front of community. They always have this add-on word to community. When you say community, you mean us as people,
exactly.
Humanity.
Right, exactly. And in that instance, yes.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So I got the single finger salute from the Mad Hatter. What's your Facebook page if people need to get in contact? Because you go speak to schools and you tell people about organ donation. How can they get in contact with you?
Just go to Donnie Warren on Facebook. Send me a message. You know, if you like for me to come to your church or whatever, you know, I'll do whatever I can to do that. you know.
And one more time, the name of the organization where you can go online and research organ donation.
It's Legacy of Hope.
Legacy of Hope. Folks, we're coming up on our first break. Thank you, brother, for coming here and sharing this. Let's get out there, Port City Patriots. Let's support one another for humanity's sake. And at that moment, at that day when you take your final breath, you could give breath to so many other people. So let's be cognizant of that. When you renew your driver's license, say you want to be an organ donor. All right, we'll be right back after our first break. Thank you again, Donnie.
Crash? Hurt? Try chiropractic first. Try chiropractor Dr. James Gordon at 251-476-PAIN. Don't chance becoming addicted to pain pack or opioids. Call or text me now, day or night, 251-476-PAIN. No insurance? No problem. No referral is needed. No appointment is needed. And you don't need any money. I get paid when the other person's car insurance pays. Don't wait. Call me now at 476-PAIN. Call now.
Welcome back, Port City Patriots, to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I asked Donnie to stay over a little while because I just felt so compelled to talk about organ donation in Amber that we didn't get to the second part about your work you do at Strickland Youth Center.
That's correct. So Amber's case, it was declared a homicide, and it went through Strickland. So it was Judge Naaman had just become a judge. And it was his first big, real case. And after it was over, he decided to start a program called the Gun Program. And he reached out to me and asked me would I mind being the Victims Impact Panel speaker, which says how the gun violence has impacted you and your family and everyone. And I've been volunteering and doing that for well over 15 years, maybe even 17 years.
And what is your message about it? We heard about what happened to Amber, but how do you go in and talk to kids at Strickland Youth Center about that?
Well, what I tell them, first of all, is you're not old enough to be responsible to have a gun. There's no reason for you to have a gun. And if you feel like you need to have a gun, then wherever you're at, you don't belong there. You know, if you feel like you have to have a gun to where you're at, you need to leave because there's no need. There's no sense in it. And also my message is, you know, you can have a fistfight with someone and 20 years later laugh about it. You can't have a gunfight with someone and 20 years later laugh about it because one of you's dead and the other one is in jail. And so, but the other message is I like to tell them, you know, if you're being influenced in any way, shape, form, or fashion, whoever's doing the influencing, you need to disassociate yourself with that person.
They have control over you at that point, right? They're influencing your decisions and making you do things you don't want to do.
I tell them, be your own person. Create your own path. Create your own footsteps. Don't walk in someone else's footsteps. Create your own footsteps. No matter. And another thing that I'm real big on is I tell them, go get an education. I mean, you can get a high school education for free. There's no reason not to get a high school education.
And this formula works for every kid in every area of the city, of every ethnicity, social, economic. It's a formula that has worked for decades and generations, and it will work again, right?
And then another thing I say, you know, if you don't want to go to college, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with being a welder. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being an electrician, a pipe fitter, whatever. We need those people, you know, because, right. I mean, let's face it. Those are the people that really make this country possible. You know, go get your CDL, be a truck driver. You know, people don't understand how much commodity is moved by 18-wheeler.
Well, what do you say to people who say, well, he's born without a dad, he grew up poor, he's in a dangerous neighborhood, he can't help himself?
My mother, at 9 months old, her dad walked out. She never knew her father. But it didn't change the fact that she knew that she had to do the right thing and go get an education. I mean, so And my mother's been dead for almost 20 years now, mm-hmm. you know. So if she did it back then, there's really no reason why you can't do it now, you know. We all have hardships. You know, we've all overcome obstacles in our lives. It's just how you pick yourself up.
So are we, and we as a society, failing to instruct children how to pick themselves up instead of telling them, giving them excuse to lay down, to remain there?
Well, what's wrong with reaching down and helping them pick mm-hmm. up? You know, I mean, and there's so many ways you can do it. You know, my daddy served in the military for over 20 years. You know, that's another avenue. If you don't want to go to college, you graduate, join the military. Maybe the military is just the thing you need to get yourself out of the environment you're in that might be the negative part of the environment.
I spoke at Strickland Youth Center a couple of weeks ago. You invited me.
Yep.
And I told them that they have a choice. You have to make the right choice in spite of your circumstances. You know, a lot of kids like art or math, but because they're around kids who don't, they are embarrassed not to say they like cartoons and math. What do you say to those kids?
I say, do your thing. Don't let nobody influence you in anything that you don't want. You know, if you want to do something, do it. Who cares? You know, and that's part of creating your own path. Disassociate with the negative people in your life, no matter who they may be.
Family or friends. I said it might be your slap happy grandpappy. It might be your cool uncle. It might be your friend down the street. You know, don't commit crimes. Don't go where crimes are committed. Don't associate with people who commit crimes. And if nothing else, don't embarrass the family.
Oh, my God.
That's what we were raised on.
Oh, my dad would say, boy, don't you ever shame my good name.
That's what we were raised on.
Exactly.
And I spoke to a church in Fulton, Alabama. Do you know where Fulton, Alabama is, Donnie?
It's
off Highway 43. It's just past Jackson before you get to Thomasville. And it's a little bitty country church off Highway 78. A 90-minute drive one way. And I went, and I told the kids then, I didn't drive this far to play with you.
Exactly.
I didn't come this far. I love you so much, I drove on my off day to come and give you this message. So I'm not going to play around with you. I said, it's time to put your family first. Don't have children before you're married and can afford them. Get an education, graduate at least high school. Find meaningful, gainful employment. And be disciplined to do that every day for the rest of your life. And hopefully you choose a foundation on God to do it.
Take pride in what you're doing.
It's a rough message, Donnie, but this is what you and I were taught. You're a little bit older than I am, but the message didn't change.
No, absolutely not. You know, you didn't just, like one of the things I used to hear from some of the kids at Strickland, you know, well, he disrespected me. And I was like, if you're worrying about being disrespected, oh, my God, what are you going to do when you get a job?
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, and I make an emphasis that I don't think, well, it's not that I don't think. The book says nature tells you it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And if you showed self-respect, you might have less likely incidents of disrespect. If you don't think of yourself as something better than what you present, then people will look at you differently. I don't think any man, especially men who are godly-led men and who raise godly-led families, should ever compromise that. Let's stand on those principles.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, and one of the things I always say, it costs zero, nothing to be kind to one another, you know. And you know, even if you're walking into a store, you know, I don't care if it's a little kid, old lady, whatever. I usually open the door for them.
We're Southern gentlemen.
And Southern I'll tell gentlemen, you, yeah. At least 90% of the time, no matter, they say thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
And we say hey to each other, and we look at each other and nod our heads. You know, it shocked me when I traveled to Boston and opened the door, held the door open for us. Like, I don't need you to hold the door open for me. Well, lady, my granddaddy would come out the ground and kill me if I didn't hold the door open for you. You were Southern gentlemen.
Yeah. Things are different in the South, but right. You also have to respect their culture as well.
Right.
You know.
What are you trying to accomplish by going to Strickland?
Well, what I want to accomplish is get inside their head to let them know that there are people that care for you. I'm not here because I'm doing something for Amber. Amber's no longer here. I'm here because you people are here.
Right.
I'm here for you guys, right, and, which are people in our community.
Whenever I go speak, I always tell the kids, I love you. And you might say, how do you love me? You don't know me, because it's agape love. I love you enough to tell you the truth so that you live life and live it more abundantly. That's why we're here. Thank you for being here, Donnie. I got to plug my sponsors.
I got one more thing to say. We're so happy and we're so proud, you know, of all our nieces and nephews. But we have a niece that just found out she was expecting, her and her husband. And they're doing an amazing thing, and they found out it's a girl, and they're going to name her after Amber and his mom, who passed away from cancer.
Wonderful.
So
praise the Lord.
Yeah, so they're going to name her Amber Lynn, and we can't wait to wrap our arms around that little baby.
Thank you for coming here,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, sir. Thanks
hey, I got to read
me.
Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn. I got the Single Finger Salute, 266 East I-65 Service Road North, 251-479-4653. Gold, Eddie, Sandra, Braxton, J.J., Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly. It doesn't matter how quickly I read it. Braxton still loves having his beard rubbed, and J.J. gives great hugs. And any of the needs you have, electronics, firearms, jewelry, power tools, golf clubs, you name it, they probably got it. They cash checks there. The only thing they don't do is babysit. But they got everything else you need there. They don't need me. I need them. They're supporting me because they want me on the air, just like Neudrolix, Alabama Injury and Pain Clinic, Friends of Trip Pittman. They all are helping me stay on the air. I lost a sponsor last month. I know, Celeste, it doesn't matter. You're going to get your money. But the reality is that these guys help me stay on air, and you guys should patronize them. Donnie Warren, thank you so much for coming in and standing later. You can come back anytime you're ready.
Oh, thanks for having me. You know, it was a real honor to be here and be a part of this.
Thank you, brother. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobiles, it's our second break. When we come back, we'll get into my topic of discussion. Thank you, guys. Welcome back to Night of Mobile with Mr. Mobile. The text and phone line is 251-343-0106. Tomorrow's a big runoff election in Mobile. It is two mayoral candidates. The guy I backed and chose lost. I have not publicly come out and endorsed anyone else because my conscience said, you know, I chose the person I thought was best for the job. It's like the person you asked to prom turns you down, and then you go ask the person that wanted to be with you. And I just would have felt bad doing that. Now, I'm going to vote tomorrow, and I've made up my mind of who I'm voting for, and I've expressed that to everyone, to many people, not everyone. But we all should vote. A lot has gone into it, and I just want to read off some of the things, the voting history in the United States of America. And that would include the city of Mobile. But as Mobilians and Port City Patriots, we should not sit home because the person we preferred isn't in the runoff. This is our city. We share it together. Airport Boulevard, Cottage Hill Road, South Alabama, the mall is all ours, and we have to have an interest in it. We have to have an interest in our future, infrastructure, public safety, and crime. So don't sit at home just because the person you preferred isn't in the runoff. But I want to read from History of Voting Rights timeline. Throughout American history, voting rights have been gradually expanded through constitutional amendments, legislation, and social movements that challenge discriminatory practices. A timeline of this expansion and the efforts to restrict it includes: in 1787, the U.S. Constitution is adopted, leaving voter eligibility up to individual states. Most states initially restricted voting to white men who owned property and over the age of 21, which included only about 6% of the population at that time. So 6% of the population decided the fate of the other 94%. And you staying home from voting, you're allowing 20% decide the fate of everyone else. The first Naturalization Act grants citizenship only to free white persons. In 1790, 1792 to 1838, several states passed laws to specifically disenfranchise black men. 1807, New Jersey reverses an earlier decision and explicitly bars women from voting, eliminating the rights that some female property owners had exercised since 1776. 1882 to 1856, property and tax-paying requirements for white men are gradually eliminated across the states. So there's a lot of discrimination going on there. Black people, women, and poor white people. So there's enough to go around for everyone, right? But these are things we've corrected over time, Mad Hatter. We should be glad that though we started off like that, we are now where we are, where everyone has the right to vote, and right. There are no poll taxes. 1848, Seneca Falls Convention marks the beginning of the organized women's suffrage movement. 1868, the 14th Amendment is ratified, granting citizenship to all poor persons born or naturalized in the U.S., including formerly enslaved people. 1869, Wyoming Territory becomes the first government in U.S. history to grant women the right to vote. 1870, the 15th Amendment is ratified, prohibiting states from denying the right to vote based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude. 1887, the Dawes Act grants U.S. citizenship to Native Americans who renounce their tribal affiliation, making them technically eligible to vote. 1915, the Supreme Court in Gunn versus United States strikes down the use of grandfather clauses that exempted white voters from literacy tests. 1920, the 19th Amendment is ratified, guaranteeing women the right to vote nationwide. 1924, the Indian Citizenship Act grants full U.S. citizenship to all Native Americans. 1948, Arizona and New Mexico become the last states to extend full voting rights to Native Americans. 1952, the McCarran-Walter Act grants all people of Asian ancestry the right to become naturalized citizens and vote. See, it wasn't just white, black people or women or poor white men. It was everybody. So, but now we are engrafted into, just like we are in the book of Romans, engrafted into the eternal life. Yes. In 1961, the 23rd Amendment is ratified, giving residents of Washington, D.C. the right to vote in presidential elections. 1964, the 24th Amendment is ratified, banning the use of poll taxes in federal elections. 1965, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 is signed into law. It outlaws literacy tests and other discriminatory practices used to prevent black people from voting and establishes federal oversights. 1966, the Supreme Court ruling in Harper v. Board of Education outlaws poll taxes in state elections. 1971, the 26th Amendment is ratified, lowering the voting age from 21 to 18. And I've been voting since I was 18. 1975 amendments to the Voting Rights Act require that election materials be provided in languages besides English. In 1993, the National Voter Registration Act requires state motor vehicle agencies and public assistance offices to offer voter registration. 2002, the Help America Vote Act is passed to address issues of the 2000 presidential election by establishing federal standards for voting systems. In 2013, the Supreme Court ruling in Shelby County versus Holder strike down the formula used to which jurisdictions are subject to federal preclearance for voting law changes. 2021, the Supreme Court, Brnovich versus Democrat National Committee Act, by establishing new guidelines that make it more difficult to challenge voting laws that disproportionately affect minorities. Allen versus Milligan in 2023, the Supreme Court rules that Alabama's congressional map likely violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act by diluting black voting power. In 2025, a lower court ruling blocks individual voters in seven states from using Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act to challenge discriminatory practices. Port City Patriots, this is just our history. And that's from the Carnegie Corporation website. Port City Patriots, this is just our history. And don't allow anyone to point to something from the past to tell you that now, currently, you can't vote, or you are ostracized, or you are disenfranchised, or you're being mistreated, or you're being taken advantage of. No, you have to think for yourself. You have to look at American history, not women history, not Indian history, not black people history or immigrant history. We have to look at our history in the totality, that this is our city and we share our city. Mm-hmm. And we have to have an interest in our city, Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
So leaders unite. And even if we can't bring everyone together, we can respectfully agree to disagree.
Yes.
And that's what leaders are supposed to do, encourage. I want dissent. I want someone to challenge me when I say children, a boy is a boy from the beginning, a girl is a girl from the start. I want someone to challenge me and when I say that children raised by both parents are less likely to be degenerate. I want someone to challenge me when I say, get out and vote tomorrow. Go and show an interest. I do it because my dad, he'll be 92 tomorrow. He couldn't vote. There was discriminatory practices, and then when he could vote, he had to have a literacy test, a poll tax, or someone had to vouch for his character. Hmm. That no longer exists. He suffered through that, so I don't have to. So I vote out of respect to him.
Yes.
I study the candidates I vote for, whether it's local or presidential or statewide. It doesn't matter, federal. I don't vote out of habit or tradition anymore. Sure. Once upon a time, I did. I was told the lesser of two evils. Well, I'm going to vote for no evil.
Yes.
I take responsibility for learning about. No, Matt Hatter, and I trust you, but you can't tell me who I should vote for based solely on your opinion.
Right.
I'll go find out information on my own. And the saddest part that I saw about our mayoral election, just reading thoughts online, and I hadn't said a word since about elections since the primary. But I saw people who know each other, who've known each other decades, several years, arguing online about who they're voting for. And my opinion on that is, you're my friend. If you're my friend, then there are certain things we don't have to talk about. And once a time, politics, religion, and salary were three topics we did not discuss at work. And we tried to avoid them at parties.
Sure.
But now we seem like we've become a society so filled with, I want you to know what I think, when most times it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I've listened to people that I vehemently disagreed with, but what good would be arguing with them?
Yeah.
The day after the primary, Matt Hatcher, everyone knew who they were voting for in the runoff. You weren't going to change anyone's mind. The people whose candidates lost knew who they were voting for.
After that.
That night, when they saw the results, they knew who they were voting for. So arguing with one another, whether it's online or on the phone or in person, is not going to change anything. Just vote your self-interest. Vote what the single finger salute. Vote what you feel will make Mobile better in your opinion. And if you see someone who disagrees with you, shake their hand, buy them a beer, and say, we're still Mobilians.
Right.
Because Wednesday morning, Mad Hatter, we still have to get up and go to work.
Yes.
We might see people we disagreed with.
That's right.
And we have to make sure there isn't any bad feeling.
You'll have to deal with that person for the rest of your life.
And for the next 4 years of mayor and for the next 3 years of our federal government. So let's not argue with people we know about politics, especially when we argue with people we know about people we don't know. Go out and vote Port City Patriots. Take someone with you. Heck, if you need a ride, call Chocolate Thunder. You can ride the lightning to get there, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we're coming up on our final break, 251-343-0106. Maximus, let me hear from you. We'll be right back. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm sorry, Matt. Port City Patriots. Matt Hatter and I was having a very animated discussion all day, so I lost track of time, so I'm sorry. I want to quickly speak about the First Amendment because the unfortunate murder of a very popular person has led to conversations about shutting people up and quieting people. The First Amendment of Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That merely states the First Amendment guarantees five fundamental rights: religion, speech, press, peaceably assembly, and the right to petition the government. These rights are protected from government interference under the U.S. Constitution and prevent Congress from establishing any of those things in the name of government. When we talk about First Amendment rights, Matt Hatter, that means I have the right to say something offensive that I might also be offended.
Right.
I should be able to question government without retaliation. I should be able to say a boy is a boy from the beginning, a girl from the girl to start, without being canceled. I should be able to say I dislike that person without fear of retribution. Or because of my job, there are certain things I cannot say.
Well, sure.
And I'm fine with that. And over the past few years, I've not said any of those things because I don't criticize people. I don't criticize our administration. And I don't criticize our organization. Mm-hmm. I criticize principles.
Sure.
It is wrong to lie. It's wrong to cheat. It's wrong to abuse. It's wrong to lie. And so we should be careful when we began telling people, don't say something I dislike. Don't say something that hurts my feelings because I like this. We dealt with the same thing a few years ago when they were people were trying to encourage us to say things and use different phrases that we had disagreed with. We were confronted with mandates to get vaccines and incentives to get vaccines. And we said, no, that's not my my right to privacy, that you can't incentivize or intimidate me. And many people stood on their principles and lost their jobs. I hear a lot of them are getting their jobs back. But my brother had to confront that with his former job, and he said he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So Port City Patriots, being a Patriot sometimes comes with risk.
Yes.
It sometimes comes with ready to stand on principle, and if I must, then lose, because the intimidation is you lose this or you lose that. But what good is it to gain the world and lose your soul? Yeah. What good is it to look in the mirror and not like what you see because you rode somebody's jock or you sucked up to somebody or you went along with them when you knew they were wrong? That's what being a patriot means. Remember, I read off the Voting Rights Act, but let's remember those same wealthy men that implemented the restrictions on voting to 6% of the population were restricted by another nation before they revolted.
Yep.
Let's not forget that they said taxation without representation, the Boston Tea Party.
Yep.
So everyone has something to lose. And as we've progressed through our lives, at this point in 2025, I did not ever think we would have gone back from the 1980s. I've said before that in the 80s, we figured everything out. We solved all the problems. But we've gone backwards now socially. Our governments are running amok on us. And I believe more people don't speak out, Mad Hatter, because they don't want to change it. They just want to get in on it. They want to get in on that hustle or that grift.
Right.
And I hate that we've gotten here. And look, by no means am I saying I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
I've been in a room alone, and I wasn't the smartest guy there. But I'm willing to say what I think and stand on my principle that the government is supposed to work for us, not us for the government.
Right.
We need to elect officials locally, especially locally. We're supposed to elect people that affect our immediate day-to-day life and take a greater interest. And who is trying to combat or challenge the Constitution? Who is saying things contrary to the First or Second or 23rd Amendment? Who is challenging my freedom of speech or ability to express myself? I have said things about the black family falling apart. I've laid blame on several things. I've criticized brute beasts, and I've paid the price by I've lost some friends, and I've been called names, and on Facebook and at a city council meeting, someone said something to me. I responded, "Your mama," but but it comes with a cost and a price, and I wouldn't change anything about it. I would not take a step back. So, Port City Patriots, let's stand on our principles. Let's stand on, and even if there's a government, it is ordained of God, is what the book says. Our loyalty is to God first. So it doesn't matter who's in charge. If we truly have faith and believe whatever government is allowed, we will be okay. So let's remember that. We're coming up on our three-finger break. I want to talk about my father, Johnny M. Young. He married my mother, Dorothy C. Young Griffin. They produce it. My sister Shirley is the oldest, my brother Michael, then Jacqueline, Daryl, Kent, Alicia, me, and Marcus. Daryl, Jacqueline, and Kent have gone on to glory. My father had three funerals for his children. I don't know how I would handle that as a parent, but the 92 years of his life, he was been my role model. I have always admired my father. I've always looked up to him. because of the strength that he showed. He, even when I was wrong, he forgave me. Even when I was low, he was high. He has always been that. And even in his 92 years now, when he's lost weight and he's not the, he doesn't have the wit that he used to have. He sure doesn't have the strength he used to have. He is still a man I look up to and admire. So the man that he's been, I wish Bro Young would call in and talk about when Johnny Mac shoved him through the hallway wall to teach him a lesson.
Ouch.
Right. I wish I could tell you the stories of when it hurt him to discipline me. It's one thing to have a be a twin and have one perfect twin, and then I'm the one that isn't, the one who's making not making honor roll. But there's never enough I can say about my father, that I could never convey enough stories about him. There, even if you met him now, because he is, you know, 92, you would wonder, well, how did he do all those things? Well, Johnny Mac was in his strength into his 70s. He gave me my taste for high dollar clothes. He gave me my taste for he did.
That's
he
all right.
gave yeah, he gave me my taste for eating fine foods.
Mm.
But he also taught me how to love the Lord and be compassionate. Even when I wasn't, I always knew better. Even when I didn't do the right thing, I always knew better. And whenever I had to call him and ask him, he always had advice. He always knew the right thing to say. So I want to conclude by reading the lyrics from Dan Fogelberg's song, The Leader of the Band.
Yes.
I thank you for the music, and I thank you and your stories of the road. I thank you for the freedom. When it came my time to go, I thank you for the kindness and the times when you got tough. And Daddy, I don't think I said I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. Daddy, I know you're listening. Bro Young, they did ask me what happened to you. You can send all the messages you want. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for raising us. I think my dad has 8 grandchildren and 3 or 4 great-grandchildren. So in this final minute, just know that as you grow older, however many years left the Lord gives you, is not in any of our control, but you can rest assured knowing that what you've left inside us will live forever as a testimony to you. You can rest assured knowing that we are your 4 remaining children are five remaining children are well cared and provided for, that we have grown, we have learned, we've matured, and most importantly, we love the Lord. So we are grateful to all the sacrifices you made. We are grateful for all the time you took. And Port City Patriots, take this time to call your dad. My mother has been gone on for 6 years now. But take this time and call your papa and tell him what you think. One of the single most influential man on my police career ahead of my dad was Papa Cass. He died a couple of weeks ago. So that's it for tonight, Port City Patriots. Thank you for Donnie Warren. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll be back next Monday if I can get this check to Celeste. But thank you all, and thank you, Matt Hatter, for everything. And
you're
thanks
welcome
for the peanut, Celeste. Good night. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm Mr. Mobile. Good night, guys.